Hello.
Hello, is that John?
Oh, yes, speaking. How
Do
are
you,
you?
oh, you remember me? Okay. I have actually been trying, when I contacted you about my dad, and I wanted to tell you what's going on. I hope that's okay. Keep in touch. So, the church people, they near my dad, they found out first week of June that my father is alive, and I've been going to Hampshire Social Services, and they keep saying that they'll tell me the social work team will get back to me and stuff. It was 2 months, they never got back to me. And then I asked the counselor in Basingstoke, counselor for Dadley, a place where my sister lives, is a new counselor. He said, I'll help you and I'll contact them. And after that, they didn't answer him, and he said, yes, you can drop my name. And they told me they can't give me the information, and they just keep quiet. So I think it's deliberate. He's waiting for them to get back to him. I think they will not get back to him. So until my father dies or whatever it happens, that they will not, and that I think that is unlawful. So I'm going to go to the ambassador.
Okay.
Not go to the ambassador. I can't go to him. I'm going to deliver a letter and try to distribute it and see what happens. So also we've got a lawyer, me and my friend in London. And the lawyer is asking a lot of money to get me back in visiting the UK. And so we are trying to do that. My sister has a trumped up conviction and he's asking a lot of money. So we're trying to pay the bills. And so, yes. So how is your family? How is everything?
Yeah, I'm all okay, doing well.
Okay. How is your friend, Mr. Daniel?
Oh, Daniel is good. He's also doing well. I met him on Sunday. And so, yeah, he's good.
See, I think you've said you don't mind going again and Daniel will go by himself, but I don't know about my sister, whether she will open the door and what she will do. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to I'm gonna compose a letter to the ambassador, and I'm going to give it to the British Embassy here. And then I've written something on the, so I'm going to distribute it in public. And I'm thinking to go to another country to be diagnosed because I've been having some throat problems. But they said, like the sec, the you know, online doctor said it's been around for a long time, so he doesn't think it's cancer. But the hospital didn't check me properly. They think it's my nerves, so it's probably my nerves, like the nerve pains at the back of my neck are causing a cough. So I want to get that checked. But if I go to another European country, so that's going to cost me money. But if I get it on my European health insurance card, it'll be free. I don't know if I can do that. So if it's not cancer, it's not an emergency, it's just a pain and discomfort. So I can go in 2 weeks' time, and I don't know where I'll go, though. I'm thinking about it. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh,
So I would
thank you
have asked
for
you,
thank you.
sorry.
No, thank you for keeping me informed. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I would ask you, Mr. Daniel, but I don't know what exactly you can do, because if say Mr. Daniel goes there, I pay him for the taxi fare, he can go stand outside the door. But if she doesn't open the door, he can't really do anything. So I,
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
so,
So even the last time same thing happened, right? So
huh?
me and him went, but there was no one to open the door. So I don't know. Just we came back, and it's just a waste of your money.
You went on a weekday. I think you went on a Thursday.
Yeah. On a Thursday, right? You're right.
So I think they had both gone out but not taken their car. They must have walked around the village. They might have gone to shopping. It could be a number of things. So I think my father is in there. So we don't know, because there aren't a lot of places he can go. They'll probably take care of him at home, unless he has to be. He's very sick. He has to be in a nursing home. The pastor went to the lady living next to his house, and she said he's alive, but he's much worse. So that was all the information I got. And then the pastor told her to get my sister to phone me and tell me how he is, but I think my sister won't phone me. But as far as the social services, there is nothing, there's nothing against the law to phone my father or find out how he is. So I think it's something they're doing deliberately. And unless I had, I don't know what kind of lawyer, that's why I think I should start to protest. Because it's going to be all screwed up then, so that's what I'm going to do now.
So you, yeah, I think that's a good You can approach some lawyer and then try to sort it out.
You know,
I
the
don't know
problem.
how far Daniel will be able to help because he can just go and then they may not open the door and
No,
he may have to take him back.
they can't force her to open the door, but I think they, it's not about her opening the door, it's because the social services and doctors who know about my father and who are managing him, you know, because he's getting medical support, whether his doctors may not be coming to his home, but he might be getting a carer to his home from the NHS. So there are going to be some supports. So if, because I know my mother needed a lot of, you know, my mother became very bedridden. She was 88 when she died, and she became very sick. So they had to, the NHS carers had to come in, and they had both, they had some private and some NHS, and they're coming in a lot. So I think my dad is similar, and he will have to have some care. So these people have a right to enter the house, and they have a right, if my father's still speaking, he's still awake, they have a right to talk to him, and that's how it needs to happen. Because, you know, can I go and stand outside? Me? So no, that's not the thing that she should be allowed. Because in the US, you know, if you write somebody mail and they must give it to them. And my sister returned his mail, which is in the US it is illegal, not in the UK. But that they are the people who will be able to talk directly to my father, and it's not my sister opening the door. She doesn't have to open it, but they will need to give the information. So I don't about lawyers. You know, the lawyers, but they only want to do like probate and, you know, inheritance, and whether he's you know, he's not, doesn't, he's not you know, if he's alive but he's not mentally competent, like he's in a coma. You know, he doesn't have dementia. You know, Indians don't have dementia. Indians, there are a lot of old Indians, they don't go crazy. So my father is intelligent, but he could be in a coma. He might have breathing difficulties, and so he might not be in a position to, you know, write, sign legal documents. He's not going to want to do that. So I think that they want to, the lawyers would want to like fight my sister. That's the case they will take, to fight her for me to be in charge of him rather than my sister. But it's complicated, the fact that I'm not entering the UK because of my sister. So the lawyer says he will win, but he wants a huge amount of money, and he's changing the amount every day. And you know, so if your lawyer is not happy with you, he's not going to win his case, because you have to keep him happy. And
That's right.
it was
Otherwise,
like having a
if
bad
you don't
relationship.
pay him what they are asking, they are not going to speak favorable.
You've got to have a good relationship with that person. And if he's, you know, for money, and I don't know who. So if I get a little better, I want to work from home or something, you know, and but nobody is here. So if I could go to another EU country, you know, I have a travel card from Ireland, and I can travel around the EU without a visa. So I could get a job. So I don't really know. That's what I'm thinking now. If my condition, sometimes I get very ill at night, but it's not, it says it may probably not. I feel it's not cancer, you know, they're saying it's not, and I feel it's not. So I thought it was for a while, but it's just constant. They said it won't stay. If it's cancer, it'll get worse. It's just like that for months and months. It's not getting worse. So it's just something which still needs to be seen. And so I'm going to, so that's what the lawyers. I tried going to the lawyers, and Liberty, you know, there's an organization. Have you heard of them?
Liberty? No, I have not heard.
They, I think they used to be in the limelight, and you've only been in UK for a couple of years, right? They're quite old, and they have gone out of fashion, because they used to be because people got tired of them, because you write to Liberty for, you know, answers about legal matters, and they only answer some people, and they are a group of, you know, all women or human rights lawyers, and they're mostly doing legal research. So if your question doesn't fall into their field of interest, they don't bother with it.
Okay.
So many
So they
people.
deal with the specific things only, I guess.
Yeah, so they're not that generous, but the advertisers, you know, they ask for donations. They're non-profit. So they told me that they don't have the skill to tell me what will happen. And I think they do have the skill, but anyway, they don't want to help. They once told me about a friend who passed away, that when somebody passes away, that the police, the data protection, they never give records to anybody, the police. There's something about that they, if the deceased person, because there was some foul play concerning his death, but they said that they don't give, there was something, and another thing about, if you're not a public body like a university or something, then you have right to practice racial discrimination. Well, there are a couple of things that they wrote to me, but they said they don't have the skill. And so I think they are, they don't want to help, but this is kind of weird because they shouldn't be like that. My sister's GP secretary and then the social services. Ultimately, these people have access to my father and they have a right to tell me how he's working. I'm not asking for his records. I'm just asking how's he keeping and may I speak to him. That's all.
I think that's what they're not allowing. And
so it's not, they will normally, they will tell you how he's doing and he should also be allowed to speak on the phone to me, but he will be afraid of my sister. The more helpless he is physically alone, the more he's going to be afraid of her. And if she doesn't like me and she doesn't want him to speak to me, but it's not my sister anymore. It's these officers and they can't say they're doing exactly what my sister wants, you know. So I think there's something higher going on and I'm going to go to the ambassador. I have a unwritten book, but I'm doing a number of things now and I'm trying to study a course. I can't really do that book and stuff now. So I'm going to try to finish up whatever I'm doing and to start a protest as soon as possible. Because I don't even know if he's died. So he was alive on first week of June. So that's all I know. Because a Christian pastor told me, no one else will tell me.
I think they will be able to go and meet, and but still someone should permit them, right? Otherwise, if they don't allow, how they will go in?
I think again the authorities that, so the pastor went to the old house where he used to live, because that's where that church is. And the church entirely, they said, okay, but they didn't actually go. I can ask them again. But they may not, I don't know what they will say. I can talk to them, but this is the first church that actually, and the next door neighbor told them that she has Viju's number, and she told the pastor that he's alive and he's very sick. And that was, so the lady at number 20 Carston Grove. So it's the pastor living next to my father, close to my father, not the one in father's home, not Tadley. Because the Tadley people, there are churches there, but I haven't approached anyone. Like I talked to them long ago. They haven't talked in, I mean, it's been since January, you know. So since March, he's not speaking. Father's not speaking on the phone. So we don't know what's going on.
Okay.
So I'm going to make an issue because I shouldn't be like taking a line down something's going on. So we'll see. You'll see. You know, I'm glad to have you.
You want me to see that pastor and check with him if he can, you know, post on the meeting. Just to go and offline meet him and come. Something.
The pastor again lives near my father, so this pastor who went to his house is like 2 minutes walk from the church, and I think they all live near that area. So it's
there's a church. Yeah, correct. There's a church nearby. We also saw
Kennett Valley Free Church. Yeah. So that pastor, so if you meet that pastor, you will have to go to Kennett Valley Free Church, and that is, and you don't have a car, so it's kind of, you might want to go by taxi. I don't know how people,
what to do. I am a poor man.
what I say is like, it is going to be difficult, and even if you take a taxi, you'll have to go to that church, because you wouldn't have to go to his house, you'll have to go to that church. And apparently it closed when the service is not on, so you'll have to go on a Sunday morning, and all that makes it very difficult.
But
so
how did you spoke to him, or how did you contact him?
I contacted the website, and then I left a message on the website, and the same pastor called back, so I have his mobile number. But I haven't tried it. I don't want him annoyed or something, but he's called me twice so far. He's been to my dad's house, and then she told him number 20, she told him that he doesn't live there. But my sister's signed for a registered post from that address too, so she was there on the 11th of May, and
So the pastor is a British pastor, or
He's English. His name is Tom Wetherell. I think the person is, I even attend their service online because they televise their Sunday service and they put it on YouTube and it's available live and it's available later too. So I attend that service and I see the pastor. No, I think he's really young. So you can see him, but you can speak to him if you want. I mean, I don't know if he answers the phone. That I don't know. It says
no, if you can inform him, I ring him, or I could even go and meet him, then it will be nice, you know. Otherwise, they should not think like, who is he? He's just jumping in.
I will make a phone call to the pastor, but shall I give you his name and number by WhatsApp?
Yeah. After you speak to him, you can pass me those numbers. Then I will try to, you know, contact with him in a WhatsApp and then tell him that I'm so and so.
Yes.
And if he is happy, then I can go to the house along with him. You know, just give a try one more time and see.
You want to go to like 19 person group?
What is that you want me to do? Like,
see, if you go to my sister's house again, he's not living, my sister's living there, the old address, my father's old address. So you can speak to him anyway. If he does pick up the phone, you can speak to him. Otherwise, if he doesn't pick up, I'm going to try twice. Maybe I'll try now and then I'll try in maybe Friday, Saturday. If he doesn't answer, then I'll send a message to the church or ask if, because I don't contact him directly. That's in, they have a contact box and he phoned me, but I don't know if he will or pick up the phone. I think I tried once. I'll try again and I'll see if he answers the phone really.
Okay.
And if he does, I'll ask him that you're a friend and you're from my country. You know, you speak that same language. I'll do that. I'll do that. Thanks, John.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, God bless you.
Yeah, okay. So I'll wait for your update.
So if I don't, like, that means I'm going to try him now and see if he answers, and then I'll let you know if he answers. If he doesn't, I'll try once a day till Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I'll send him a
message. Once he picks the call and then, you know, he answers you, then you can let me know.
Yeah,
then I'll try to go and meet him.
Okay, so I'll pay your taxi charge.
Yeah, once it's all fixed, then we will. I will try to go. Yeah,
I will take
the help of Daniel.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Otherwise, I hope everything is good at your end, your husband, and your, how is your writing the book? Have you completed?
No, I was saying that I've got too much to do now, so I think that's going to be postponed. You mean my husband in London?
Okay. So you're not finished the book.
No, I've not finished it. I'm trying to do a course. I don't know if I'll finish it, but I'm going to go to the ambassador and number of things I'm trying to do at the same time. So I think that'll be later. The book will be later. I hope I'll finish it. But right now I'm trying to do several things, so I think that's going to be postponed.
Got it. Yeah.
I'm not married to him, Alex. He's trying to, pay a lawyer, and I put in some money, and he's asking too much. So we'll see what happens. We're going to pay it bit by bit. Yeah, I'll phone at Mr. Tom Wetherell and let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.